Lekuta Sicha is Chelek Yud Aleph, Parsha Va'era, Sicha Aleph. Isa B'Yerushalmi, it's written in Yerushalmi, Menayin L'dalet Kaises, Remez Min HaTorah. How do we know that, where do we find in the Torah, at least an allusion to the mitzvah of drinking four cups on the night of the Seder, which is a rabbinic mitzvah, but there must be something in the Torah that alludes to it. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Naya, says, "Keneged Dalet Geulas, it corresponds to the four expressions of Geula which are brought in the Torah. L'shoynish Geula shuskur b'parsha, kishe nizbasro al Geulas Mitzrayim. When Hashem told Moshe to tell the Yidden that they would be redeemed from Mitzrayim, there are four words which express that Hashem will take them out of the of Mitzrayim, and therefore for each one of those expressions we drink one cup." L'chein, what's the pasuk? L'chein amir, therefore tell the Yidden, v'hitzesi, and I will take them out, v'hitzalti, and I will save them, v'ga'alti, and I will redeem them, v'lakachti, and I will take them. Of course, there are words in between as well, but these are the four words. V'oy time in Namrusham, there are other reasons given in the Yerushalmi for the reason why we drink four cups. Nebshuv and Levi, Yom HaKeneged Dalut Kaiser Shol Pare. He says that there were four cups of pare, that he was given four cups of punishment and so on. Reb Levi Mekenevet Dalud Malchius. It corresponds to the four kingdoms, which the four golos that the Yidden were in. Rabbanan Amekenevet Dalud Kaiser Shol Piranish Hakadosh Baruch Hu Osed Lahashkes Umas Olam. That it goes to, again. It corresponds to the four cups of punishment that Hashem will in the future give the nations of the world. And as opposed to that, Hashem will give the Yidden four cups of comfort, etc. So there are other reasons as well. On the simple level, what is the difference between the first reason that is Keneged Dalet L'Shoynish U'Geula and the other reasons which are given afterwards? Keneged who? What is the difference? La taimim hanal, according to the other reasons, emet al lakayz zeicha v'shaychas galuya l'gulas bnei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. There is no, at least there is no obvious connection between the four cups and the Yidden going out of Mitzrayim. They're all to do with punishing Pare. They're to do with punishing the nations in the future and so on. Masha'enken latam keneged dalet geulas. Whereas according to the first reason that it's the four expressions of geula, harei dalet hakayis em zecha l'shoynish geula. They are to remind us of the four different types of geula. In other words, they are directly, the kayis are directly connected to the geula from Mitzrayim. Al pize yesh leimer. That what is the reason that one gives for the drinking of the four cups might also be connected in, have a difference in halacha. Well, Behekdim, by first explaining, in order to explain that, we have to explain something else. The Alter Rebbe writes in the Shulchan Aruch, B'dinei Aseba, in regards to the halachas of the reclining that one must do on Pesach. Amosay, he says like this. Amosay tzarech lahasiv b'shas. Amosay tzarech lahasiv. When does one have to recline? B'shas achilas matzah, kazayis matzah. When he eats a kazayis of matzah. B'shas achilas akricha, when he eats kairich, the sandwich of matzah mor. Achilas afakaymen, when you eat afakaymen. Ushtiyas dalet kaises, and during the drinking of the four cups. The vishukol dvarim elu hem zeicha l'gula v'cheres. Because all these things are there to remind us, to commemorate the redemption and the freedom of the Jewish people. Because the four cups were established by the Chachamim to correspond with the four expressions of Geula which are mentioned in Parsha Va'era, which are Vaitzesi, V'ga'alti, V'lakachti, V'yitzalti. And therefore, these four cups also need reclining, for reclining, which is an expression of cheiros, of freedom. So that refers to the dalad, to the four cups, of course, to the matzah and so on as well. But for the rest of the meal, if he wants to eat or drink without reclining, he may do so. Still, if somebody reclines during the whole suda, this is something, this is a better hider mitzvah, a mitzvah namuvcher, and he does a mitzvah on a more elevated level. That's what Alter Rebbe says. So, mesignin l'shoinim muchach. From the wording that he uses, it's obvious to give the reason why one must recline by these four things, the matzah, the afakayman, the kairach, and the dalet cases, because they are to commemorate the redemption and the freedom, and therefore they need to be eaten while reclining, because that is an expression of freedom. That's why it's connected to these four things, because they are there to commemorate the geula. Tzarech lahavin, so you have to understand. Number one, besimen zeh besif kaidim, in this very simen, in a previous paragraph, kosav krabir tama sebi, already explained earlier what the reason for reclining is. He says there, you should sit reclining in the way of freedom. Because in every generation, a person has to see himself and show himself as if he is now going out of the enslavement of Mitzrayim. Therefore, you have to do everything on that, on this night, in a way of freedom. To express freedom, that's why one reclines. Lefize, so according to this, harei ein anu zkukin l'nesinas tam lo metzorech lahozu b'shas achilas ha-gazayis. Why does the Alter Rebbe have to give us reasons why you have to recline by when you eat the gazayis of matzah and so on and the other things? Ki kvar mavurhu b'mashkozu l'fneza. He already explained what the meaning of a seba is, of reclining is. If anything, he should be explaining why it's not necessary to recline by the rest of the meal, because he's already established that one needs to recline on this night to express cheirus. So then, when it comes to eating matzah, why does he have to explain why you do have to recline, when he already explained a general reason why one must recline on the night of Pesach to show cheirus? If anything, you should be explaining why it's permissible to eat the rest of the meal without reclining. The loy mashma signal loshens zo kavanosa bebiuris, and it doesn't seem like he's trying to explain why one does not have to recline by the rest of the meal. Beis lama kosav admor zokin shadal loshen shugula amurim beparsha ve'era. Why does the Alter Rebbe give us the tell us where those four expressions are mentioned? That is in parsha ve'era. It's not common that the Alter Rebbe gives us the place in Chumash where to find the pasuk that he happens to be quoting. Whereas over here he says that it's in Parsha Ve'era. Why? Gimel. The Parsha Ve'era nemru dalad l'shoynes elu b'tzei d'shoyne. In the Parsha, these expressions of Eitzesi, Vitzalti, and so on are said in, not in the order that the Alter Rebbe quotes them. Over here it says, in the Parsha it says, Eitzesi, Vitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lekachti. V'cheinu v'aseide b'drash rozal Yerushalmi anal. And that's the order actually that the Yerushalmi quotes it in, which is the order in which the Pasuk quotes it in. V'lom m'shinad murazakim sidram. Why does the Alter Rebbe change the order and he puts the word v'itzalti at the very end, when it should, when the pasuk says v'itzesi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'lakachti, the Alter Rebbe says v'itzesi v'ga'alti v'lakachti v'itzalti. So why does he change the order of the pasuk and also the order that the Yerushalmi actually quotes it? What's the reason for that? V'yuvan kolanal b'haktim birur kloli b'geder din haseva. So we'll understand all this by first explaining a general question, a clarification in what exactly is the meaning of, not the meaning, but what is the parameter of the halacha of a seba. Yeshlema bebezefanim. This can be explained in two different ways. Number one, heseba eine chiyu b'fnei atzma. One could say that heseba, reclining, is not that there is a mitzvah to recline on this night, and that there is a mitzvah called heseba. On this night, one should do heseba. Ella, it's not so. Ella, what is it? Hu prat v'tnaibam ha mitzvah d'achilos matzah v'shtiyas d'alukaisis. It is a part and parcel, it's a condition in how one must eat matzah and one must drink the four cups. V'hainu, in other words, k'shem sheyeshnam pratim etnoim edigela kamutza v'echus v'shalachilos matzah v'shtiyas d'alukaisis. Just like there are a number of different halachas and details in what one must do to eat matzah. For instance, you have to eat a certain amount. There has to be a kezias. It has to be made from only certain materials, and so on. Another condition in eating matzah is it has to be eaten while reclining. The same with the dalet kezias. There are a number of halachas of what may be used and what may not be used in the dalet kezias. Another detail of the dalet kezias is you have to drink it while you're reclining. So also there is a condition about the way in which one must eat and drink the matzah in the dal kaisis. Sarachli is there a chaseba that it must be done while reclining. In other words, that in this view, the mitzvah of haseba is a detail within the mitzvah of matzah. It doesn't have its own separate category. It's a detail in the eating of matzah and the drinking of the kaisis. Bays. Another way of looking at it is Heseba hi mitzvah klolos b'nei atzma. There is a mitzvah, it's another category of mitzvahs which are practiced on the night of the Seder, which is reclining. Ha'adam tzorach laharis b'leil Pesach hanhoga derecheiros. Since a person has to display a feeling of freedom on this night, and this he can show by reclining, which is an expression of freedom. When he eats, he reclines. When he drinks, he reclines. And the way that you can fulfill the mitzvah of a seba is that when you eat your matzah, it has to be done by reclining. When you drink your kaisis, it has to be done by reclining. In other words, that in this view, when dealing with the question of reclining, the mitzvah of reclining, the main place that reclining is fulfilled, the mitzvah of reclining is fulfilled, is by the eating of the matzah and the drinking of the four kaisis. What's the reason dafka there? Because they too are connected to ge'ula. But it is a way of fulfilling the mitzvah of haseba, that you eat your matzah beheseba and you drink your cups beheseba. That's the second way of looking at it. The first way was that there is a mitzvah to eat matzah and there is a mitzvah to drink wine. The way in which matzah can be fulfilled, the mitzvah of matzah can be fulfilled, is if you recline while you eat it, just like it must be from one of the five grains or some other detail in the mitzvah of matzah. Vanafkusa b'neim. What is the difference whether you look at it this way or that way? Is there any practical difference? What happens if somebody actually ate the kezias of matzah without reclining? Did he fulfill the mitzvah of matzah because he didn't do it by a seba? So im naima shasiba hitnai li kuba b'mat haseba hitnai li kuba b'mitzvah chilus matzah. If you say that reclining is a condition in the mitzvah of eating matzah, and therefore hadayim loy hesev lekim ga mitzvah chilus matzah, at least with the rabbanon. If he didn't recline while he ate the matzah, since this is a condition in which matzah has to be fulfilled, so if you didn't do it, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, at least in the requirements of the Rabbanan that they have for matzah, because the whole mitzvah of a seba is rabbinic. Mikivan shah seba makevas, but since has seba, reclining while you eat the matzah, is something which is necessary and it must be done in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, because it's a condition in the way you eat matzah. So then you wouldn't have fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah if you didn't recline. But if it's the opposite, that Heseba is a mitzvah unto itself, and the place where you need to fulfill Heseba is by eating matzah, so that, in other words, matzah is a part of the mitzvah of Heseba when we come to the mitzvah of Heseba. Matzah has its own chiyuv. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah. But as it relates to the mitzvah of Heseba, matzah is a part of the mitzvah of Heseba, not that Heseba is a part of the mitzvah of matzah. Harei, and if in this view, im be'im loy hesed ba, if he did not recline while he was eating the matzah, lekiyam mitzvah Heseba, then he would have missed the fulfillment of the mitzvah of reclining. Aval ein chesaron b'kiyum shel mitzvah achilas matzah. But as far as eating matzah, he ate his matzah. For the eating of the matzah, there doesn't need to be Heseba. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of Heseba, you have to eat your matzah b'Heseba. But if he missed Heseba, he did fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, even though he did not fulfill the mitzvah of Heseba. What would be the difference la halacha lemaisa? In other words, is there anything that you have to do differently as a result of which way you look at this issue? It would be this. Be'im ochal esakazayis b'lei haseba. If he ate, he ended up eating matzah without haseba. She'oz tzarech lachzav lechel b'haseba, which means that he has to eat the matzah again. He has to eat matzah again in order to recline. Ha'im mechuyev hu lachzav levarach alechilas matzah. Does he now have to make the bracha alechilas matzah, which he already made before? Does he have to make it again? Im achiyev lachzav lechel hu rak bechtei lekayim mitzvah haseba. If the reason that he has to eat matzah again is only to fulfill the mitzvah of haseba, in other words, that he's eating matzah now because he wants to fulfill the mitzvah of haseba, the only way to fulfill it is to eat matzah, so he's eating another piece of matzah. Havel mitzvah achilas matzah kvar kiyam bishleimus, because he already fulfilled the mitzvah of eating matzah even though he missed haseba, because in this view matzah can be eaten without haseba and you'll fulfill that mitzvah too. It's not a condition of eating matzah, it's a condition of haseba. So ein levarach shenis alachilas matzah, then he would not make the bracha alachilas matzah again because he's already done the mitzvah of matzah. What he's trying to do now is fulfill the mitzvah of haseba. Avalim chiyuv achila shniya. But if we say that the reason that he has to eat another piece of matzah now is l'kayim mitzvah achilas matzah, is in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, why shalei kima kasher ochel b'lei haseba? Because he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah if he ate it without haseba, because as we said, haseba is a condition in how you have to eat your matzah, and if you don't do haseba, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah. So there, at least with the rabbanan, tzarech lachzor ulevarach alechilas matzah, then he has to make the bracha again because he's now going to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah, not just of a seva, but of eating matzah. Another difference in practical halacha that can be brought out from this. Im ochel esekazayis matzah b'lei haseba, if he ate his matzah without haseba. V'achakach nishtana matzah b'efen sheshuvein emeschayibes b'choyibes haseba. And then his situation changed where now he doesn't have to do haseba. The situation that he's in now, he's exempt from doing a seba. What does that mean? Kegoin she'achshav yeshev ulefnei rabbi. For instance, he ate his matzah at home without a seba. Then he went to his rebbe's house and he's finishing the seder there together with his rebbe. He now finds out that he ate without his seba, so therefore he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah. So he has to eat matzah again. Now he's in front of his rebbe. The halacha is that a Talmud does not recline in front of his Rebbe. So now, whatever he does at the Seder, he has to do without a Seba. Im tzarech lachzav alechel b'shalei b'seba. Should he now eat matzah again, which he's going to do without reclining? because he doesn't have to recline now. So he's going to try to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah because he missed Haseba the first time by eating matzah again, still without Haseba, in order to fulfill that lack of Haseba that he did when he ate matzah. So if he didn't fulfill his matzah when he ate without a seba, so that means that as if he never ate matzah because he ate matzah without a seba when he was supposed to do a seba. Therefore, the bottom line is, because he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of eating matzah because he did it without a seba, and a seba is a condition in eating matzah, now he comes and he has to eat matzah again. He still has to, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah, so he has to eat matzah. Afshe tiyeh b'lo seba, even though now when he eats his matzah again, it will be without a seba. Ma'achash einu mechuyev b'seba, because now he doesn't have to do a seba because he's sitting in front of his rebbe. And he has to eat it again because he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore he has to eat matzah again, even though he's going to do it without a seba, which is a strange thing. But that's how it is. He must fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. But if we look at it the other way, that when he ate his matzah without a seba at home, and he fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah, but he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of a seba, and from this mitzvah of a seba, he's now exempt from it completely because he's in front of his rebbe. Then it would make no sense that he should eat another piece of matzah in order to fulfill the mitzvah of a seba, and he's not doing a seba, so then what's the point of eating another piece of matzah? Whereas according to the first view, if the first time that he ate without a seba, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, so now he has to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. The conditions now for him are that he can fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah without a seba because he's in front of his rebbe. Then it would make sense that he should eat another piece of matzah now in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. And one can bring proof that the correct version is that Haseba is a condition in the eating of matzah. It's a part of the eating of matzah. We can learn it from that which the Gemara says. A waiter that ate matzah, so if he did it while he was reclining, then he's yotze. Mesiv, so the Gemara learns from that, mesiv in loy mesiv loy, that if he reclined, then he's yotze. But if he didn't recline, he's not yotze. From this, the Gemara wants to conclude that a waiter has to recline, because only if he ate it while he reclined is he yotze. But if he didn't eat it while he was reclining, it wasn't yotze. From this is proof that a waiter has to recline. Dimizem mashma. From this it seems that if he ate matzah, if the waiter ate matzah without reclining, what wasn't he yotze? He wasn't yotze matzah, it would seem. Why? The doche god leimish gavanos gemara lemitzvah haseba would be very difficult to say that what the Gemara means by lo yotze is that wasn't yotze haseba. He wasn't yotze the mitzvah of reclining, but he was yotze the mitzvah of matzah. That would be very difficult. Because if that's what he meant, then what do you mean to say if he did recline he was yotze, if he didn't recline he wasn't yotze? What would you think if the discussion was about whether you yotze reclining? Then how could you say that if he didn't recline he was yotze reclining? Obviously that can't be what the Gemara is talking about, or it would be very difficult to say that that's what it meant, even though perhaps it's possible to say that it does mean that. But so therefore it's obvious to shikshaloi hesav that if the waiter did not recline, lo yotzi dechevus has. No, sorry, harei pshita de shikshaloi hesav lo yotzi dechevus haseba. Obviously, if he didn't recline, he couldn't have been yotzi haseba. Therefore, the Gemara wouldn't have to say that. So what the Gemara is saying that if he didn't recline, he wasn't yotzi. He means he wasn't yotzi matzah. So from this it would seem that Haseba is a chelik of matzah, and that if you don't do a seba, you're not yoytze matzah either. Umafurish adava b'rosh sham, and this can actually be seen clearly said by the Rosh, shenestapik b'shasa kais gimel dalid, the Rosh has the question, if somebody drank the third and fourth cup without Haseba, im yesh l'chayve lavza v'lishtes b'Haseba, should we require him to drink the second and third cup, third and fourth cup again while reclining? There's reason to say that you shouldn't. Why? Because drinking more cups, he already drank four cups. Now he's going to drink another cup or two. So that's going to be adding to the number of cups that he drank, with the intent of being yaitza mitzvah. However, one could say, on the other hand, that since one of the earlier ones, the third or the fourth, he drank without Haseba, but he drank it not in the proper way, then it becomes clear that that cup which you drank without Haseba wasn't really one of the number of the cups. And the one that he drank now, that's the one that is the mitzvah. So maybe on the other hand, you should make him drink another cup to fulfill the one that he drank without a seva. That's what the Rosh says. Hare kosav lehedye. So therefore, so he clearly says shekayzeshu shoyse b'lei seva einem minin akaisis, that this kais which he drank without a seva wasn't a part of the kaisis. In other words, because he drank it without a seba, he wasn't yaitza the mitzvah of the kais. In other words, there is a similarity between the kaisis and the mitzvah of matzah in regards to their relationship with a seba. And if the Rosh writes that when you drank a kais without a seba, you didn't do the mitzvah of the kais, so we see that the seba negates the fulfillment of the item that you're eating or drinking without that Haseba. For the sake of discussion, one could say the chein mashma gam b'Yerushalmi, that this could also be seen from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Yoytzim b'matzah bein shekivim bein shalaykivim, you could be yoytze the mitzvah of matzah whether you intended to fulfill the mitzvah while you were eating the matzah, or even if you didn't. Mekivin shehesev, chazake kivin. Since he was reclining, because matzah has to be eaten while reclining, so since he was reclining, we assume that he did have in mind, at least at the beginning, that he was doing it for the sake of matzah, the mitzvah. So he said, that is, in other words, sheyotzim matzah, mitzvah sachilus matzah, gamim shas achilim mamesh, like kivin l'shem matzah, mitzvah. Came shem mitzvah. So in other words, that you could be yoytze the eating of the matzah, even if while you were actually eating the matzah, you didn't have in mind, I'm doing this for the sake of the mitzvah. What's the reason that you could be yoytze? The mikivin shehesev, since he did, of course, he was reclining. Chazaka shekivin shebetchila, so therefore we assume, we take it for granted that at the beginning when he was getting into it and he reclined, it was because he knew that he was going to do it for the mitzvah. Only what happened was that while he actually started eating, then his mind wandered and he forgot that he was that he was focusing on eating on the matzah. He didn't focus. And therefore we consider it that the whole thing was done based on his original thought that he did when he started on this project. In other words, he sat down and he reclined for the sake of eating matzah. So then at that moment, we assume that he probably meant for the mitzvah, even though later his mind wandered and he didn't think of it. That's what the Yerushalmi says. But if we were to say that you could fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah even if you didn't recline, so how does the Yerushalmi know that without doubt he reclined? After which you can say, since he reclined, we assume that he had in mind the mitzvah. But it's possible Hare k'moishole kivin, it's possible that just like he didn't have in mind, he wasn't thinking about the mitzvah. Efshav adarab mistabag shagam lehesed. It's quite possible and even likely that he didn't recline either because he wasn't thinking about the mitzvah. So then the Yerushalmi would have to make a condition. Bein shaloi kivan im hesav, that when can you say that he fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah even if he didn't have it in mind? That's if he was reclining. But if he wasn't reclining, then you wouldn't be able to assume that he had it in mind. But since the Yerushalmi doesn't say that, therefore we have to say she'ein tzorech lefarish bebraisa demaydebes behesiv. There's no need to specify that if he was reclining, then he's yotze. Why? Because sharei b'leisay b'pshita she'ein yotze dechavasei. Because we take it for granted that if you didn't recline, you didn't warrant yotze the mitzvah matzah anyway. So therefore, it's a proof from a kivin dal kochach ma'ir shehesiv cheskasi kivin. Therefore, the Yerushalmi must assume that if you want to be yotze the mitzvah matzah, you must have reclined. If you didn't recline, you wouldn't have been yotze anyway. Now, since you reclined, we take it for granted that you probably had a mind at the beginning for the mitzvah. But from this we see that from the Yerushalmi, it seems as if the only way you could be yotze mitzvah matzah is if you're reclining. But on the other hand, it's possible to say that it's not conclusive proof, because maybe it doesn't have to specify that if he reclined. Because we could say that that is already taken for granted from the way the Yerushalmi says, since he reclined, so we know that he had a mind. So in other words, the Yerushalmi already tells us that it's talking in the case where he reclined. As he said, since he reclined. Obviously, if he didn't recline, then we wouldn't be able to take for granted that he had it in mind, even though he could have been yotze the mitzvah matzah, even if he didn't recline. Especially that the Yerushalmi always speaks in brief terms, and therefore, why say im hesev when you're just going to say mikimash hesev two words later? So therefore, that will already tell you that we're talking in the case where he was reclining. So it's not a conclusive proof from the Yerushalmi, but it's a possible support. Dalit. Ulam l'chayri yesh l'chiyach gam l'hepech. But there's also room to say the opposite. You can find other places where it seems the opposite, that it's that Heseba is its own mitzvah. That the eating of the matzah is merely not is in the sense of how to fulfill mitzvah seseba. Matzah is the place where you can be fulfilling mitzvah seseba. How do we see that? The Alter Rebbe says, and it's brought in the different places, that that when someone reclines during the rest of the meal, so then it's a mitzvah namufcher. Also mitzvah namufcher. The im noimar the cholin yonah shul aseba hu rak tnai ba'efen v'achilus matzah shul mitzvah. If you'll say that a seba is merely a condition of how to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah or the other mitzvahs like afakayman and the kaisis and so on, that's what he means each time he writes v'chulu. It means the matzah and the other mitzvahs in which you have to have a seba. What benefit is it to recline during the rest of the meal? Since a seba on its own has no, there is no such mitzvah. It's only a condition in the eating of matzah or the drinking of the wine. The eina ela tnai b'achilas matzah. Therefore, we have to say shebe'etzem aseba yesh mitzvah v'chiyuva ikri hu b'achilas matzah. Therefore, based on this, we have to say that there is such a mitzvah of a seba, which is an independent mitzvah. And the main place where you have to do your mitzvah of a seba is by the eating of the matzah, and there are other things, like wine and so on. Whereas for the rest of the meal, that's not a necessity, but it is a further performance of the mitzvah of Heseba to do it the other places as well. So that could be proof the other way. Ela sheyesh litchis hechachazu, but this proof can also be sort of considered to be inconclusive. Ki b'yom yomtiv harei kol asuda mitzvahi. Because on Yom Tov we know that eating a suda, the whole suda, is actually a mitzvah. Because just as it's a mitzvah to honor the Shabbos and to bring pleasure on Shabbos by eating and so on, so also every Yom Tov it is so. And a person should eat more meat and wine and McDonald's and other delicacies as much as he can, as much as he can afford, meaning. And therefore one could say that, still say that Haseba is not really a separate mitzvah at all, but that just like in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, a part of the mitzvah of eating matzah is that you have to eat it the Haseba, and over there it would be essential to the eating of matzah, and you couldn't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah without a seba. So also a condition of eating your Yom Tov meal, which is a mitzvah, comes, one of the details of that on Pesach is, at least in the sense of mitzvah na mufchar, even though it's not likuva, which means it's not essential, and that you're not yotze the mitzvah of eating a meal if you didn't recline, it's not so, but to do the mitzvah properly, min hamufchar, you have to do it, you should do it with a seber. The mitzvah zayinig v'simchus yom tev shebalai loze, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of einig, of enjoying and so on, and the joy, the rejoicing of this yom tev on this night, the way to do it mitzvah min hamufchar is to also eat it be'a seber. In other words, the seber could still be part of the mitzvah of eating your meal. So therefore, it's not 100% conclusive. Omnom ta machiyev de seba mechiyach she seba inyan b'fnei atzmai. But still, the reason that is given for why one should recline on Pesach shows and indicates that it's a separate mitzvah. Tarei kosav harambam, because the Rambam writes, v'al deros aloshen ad morazokin kanal, so also the Alter Rebbe also writes this as the Rambam does. He writes, v'chol devedor chayev adam laharis atzme ki ilu hu aba atzme yotza atem shibin mitzrayim. A person is obligated to display that as if he himself came out of Mitzrayim today. L'fikach, and therefore, kishasayed adam b'layla zeh, when a person eats, dines on this night, he has to eat and drink while reclining in the way of freedom. And since this that the Rambam says, that a person is obligated to display as if he went out of Mitzrayim today, that is certainly a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai, that has nothing to do with matzah. And from this chiyuv of displaying that you, as if you came out of Egypt today, is where the mitzvah of reclining comes from. Therefore we must say that reclining is a part of that mitzvah, and therefore an independent mitzvah from the mitzvah of eating matzah. V'hine v'chtev l'tavach esenyonim hanirim k'seisrim zeze. But in order to bring together these things which seem contradictory to each other. On the one hand, it seems, as he said before, that it's a chelik of eating matzah. He brought two proofs from that. For that, one from the story of the matzah with the shamus, with the waiter, and the other one from the drinking of the cups, the third and fourth cup from the rosh. So, in order to bring together these two seemingly contradictory situations, therefore we could say that Haseba has two aspects to it, two separate aspects. Number one, mitzvah b'nei atzmai. There is a separate mitzvah which is Haseba, which is a part of displaying cheirus. And the second thing is t'nai b'mitzvah achilas matzah. It is also a condition within the eating of matzah. When he eats his matzah and the wine and so on while he reclines. Mekayim hu hamitzvah d'achilas matzah ketikuna. He is fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah the proper way. And then, in addition to that, he's also fulfilling the mitzvah of reclining, which is a separate mitzvah. And in the performance, in the observance of the mitzvah of Haseba, which is a separate mitzvah, when do you fulfill that mitzvah properly? That's when you eat matzah and when you drink your cups. That's when the mitzvah of a seba can be fulfilled. That's when the main observance of the mitzvah of a seba is while you eat your matzah and you drink your dalet kaisis. Well, mitzvah min hamufchar, however, there is also a dimension of fulfilling the mitzvah of a seba, which is called mitzvah min hamufchar, b'shar kolos, so that when you eat the rest of the meal with on Yom Tov, you should also recline. Hayno hider b'mitzvah shel a seba. In other words, that you are now fulfilling an additional dimension of the mitzvah of a seba if you do it while you're eating the rest of the meal. In other words, the Rebbe says that both are true. It is both a mitzvah, an independent mitzvah, and it's also a chelik, a condition of the eating of the matzah and the drinking of the wine. This explains the way that the Alter Rebbe words the halacha, the previous halacha. He writes that he should sit while reclining in the way displaying freedom. Because in every generation, as the Rambam writes, you have to see yourself as if you went out of Mitzrayim. And therefore everything that you do on this night should be done in a way of displaying freedom. Bahainu, in other words, Shazeo Chiyuv Kloli Leisnaig Bederacheres Bazal Laila. In other words, there's a general Chiyuv that one should conduct himself in a way that displays his freedom on this night. So we understand that the mitzvah of Haseba, which comes from this mitzvah of displaying freedom, Eina Pratma Mitzvah Achilas Matzah, is not a detail in the way this, it's just being described now in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. It's not a detail in eating matzah. It is its own mitzvah. That's what the Alter Rebbe is describing here. Ela Inim Mifnei Atzmei, it's something, it's an independent mitzvah. V'achakach, and then later, La'achakam Asifim, after a few paragraphs down the line, he continues and explains what are the details, where is the mitzvah of a seba, what are the details in which a seba has to be done. Because the reason and what a seba is about, which he explained already, over there he explained the mitzvah as an independent mitzvah. The Khan, but over here in this further halacha, Kavanosu Levayr Inyan Habeisha Beseba, he's now coming to the second point of a seba, Kefishu Prat V'Tnai B'Mitzvah Achilas Matzah, as a seba is a condition and a part of the mitzvah of eating matzah and the drinking of the wine, a commercial Messiah, and as he concludes, V'Fikach Heim Tzrichim Haseba Derecheres. Therefore, they, meaning the matzah and the dalet kaisis, they need to be done with a seba as cheres. And not that he says, and therefore one must recline by those mitzvahs. In other words, that the issue is reclining. In other words, that the Alter Rebbe is saying that the mitzvah of matzah needs haseba. Now he's talking about the aspect of haseba, which is a condition in the eating of the matzah and the drinking of the wine. So it's a matter of shemachos atama mavur kan arei heim mitzvahs elu tzrichem haseba. For the reason, what he's talking about now in this sif is that the matzah needs to have the condition of a seba in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, and so also with the wine. Vatam, and the reason is lefisha kol dvarim elu heim zeichel ugula becheres. The reason that the Alter Rebbe talks about now is because these items, meaning the eating of the matzah and the drinking of the wine, the reason that we do them is in order to commemorate geula and cheres. Zeichel Geulah v'Cheirus, that the purpose of the eating of the matzah is in order to fulfill Geulah and Cheirus, who hamatzrich behem chiyav haseba. That is what makes a seba a part and conditional in the eating of the matzah and the drinking of the wine, since they are there in order to commemorate Cheirus. Kitnai, as a condition, in order that when you eat matzah, which is expressing the union of Geulah v'Cheirus, the only way to do it properly is if you recline, which displays the matter of Cheirus, and therefore it's conditional in this seif. The Alter Rebbe is talking about why Haseba is conditional as a part of these mitzvahs, and originally, earlier, he had already talked about the general idea of reclining, which is a mitzvah on its own, and therefore you can fulfill it somewhat by eating your soup through reclining as well. And it continues to bring it home. Also in regards to the Dalet Kaisers, Shadalet Kaisers Tigger Chachami Keneged Dalet Lashenis Shal Geula, and is the same as true, he says, by the Dalet Kaisers, that they were established in order by the Chachamim in order to bring out or to correspond to the Dalet Lashenis Shal Geula, which was said in Parsha Veira. Umazesh Shemitzah Zui Inyan Geula VeCheirus. So from the fact that the Dalet Kaisers are also there in order to commemorate Geula VeCheirus, V'Shal Karchich Yitzricha BeEseba Kitnai, which is the reason why they need to have reclining as a part of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Dalet Kaisers. But if you were to rely on the other reasons of Dalet Kaisers that the Yerushalmi gave, Kenega Dalet Kaisers Shal Parai, or Kenega Dalet Malchias, Kenega Dalet Kaisers Shal Piran, Shakosh Baruch Asadushkas Umasailam in the future, Kenega Dam Asidakosh Baruch Lashkas as Yisrael Dalet Kaisers Shal Nechamas, those four reasons that were given in the Yerushalmi. Shalakol Elo Ataimin Hare Adalat Kaisis Einim Zeichel Gula V'Cheir Shal Yisrael, that based on those four reasons, the reason for the Dalat Kaisis has nothing to do with the Geula and the Cheirus of the Yidin. It's something unrelated to Cheirus. Well, the Fiyam Einim Muvan Hatam Lama Tia Sebet Naibim Mitzvah Dalat Kaisis. Therefore, if those were the reasons, why would one have to recline when they were drinking the Dalet Kaisers? It's unrelated to the matter of Cheirus. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, because it's based, it pins it on the idea that it's based on the Dalet Lashenis Shel Geula, and that's why Haseba is a chelik of it. Zeu Shemadgish V'Eimer Ha'amurim B'Parsha V'Eira, which is the reason and the answer to the question that he asked before, why does the Alter Rebbe say that it's brought in Parsha Veira? Ein kavanos l'tzaynus hamakel l'shoynus elu. It's not that he's trying to direct you to where you can find that those psukim. Ela l'dayek l'farish dvarav anali. He's just trying to bring out the meaning what he said until what he said just now. Derak al pizeh shadalat kaisus tiknu kineged al l'shoynus shagula. That it's only for this reason that the Chachamim established the Dalet Kaisers because of the Lushenis of Geula. You talk on Lema Shechiyav Haseba who Kitnai B'Dalet Kaisers. Only then would you be able to say that Haseba is a part of the Dalet Kaisers. Mashenkin Latayim Kenega Dalet Kaisers Opare. Whereas if you were to rely on the other reasons that the Yerushalmi gives, it wouldn't be connected to Cheirus. And there would be no reason that Haseba has to be part of the Dalet Kaisers. And the reason that he says that is Mishum Shel Lashonis Elu Amurim B'Parsha Veira. To bring this out better, he says these were mentioned in Parsha Veira. That's where these words come from. Shamaduba B'Parsha Zuu B'Gulasam Yitzhasam Shel B'nei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. Parsha Veira is where the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim is told. Connectum Tiknu Dalet Kaisis B'Leila Geula. And it's in order to commemorate those four expressions which are brought in the narrative of the story of the Yidden coming out of Mitzrayim, that they made the Dalet Kaisers, Mashenge B'Dalet Kaisers Shel Parai. Whereas if again, if you were to say that it's merely because of the Dalet Kaisers of Parai, Shein B'Techen HaParshas, Behem Niskarim Kaisers Elu, Shaychas L'Tzias Mitzrayim. Whereas where those Dalet L'Shoinis or Dalet Kaisers or whatever they are discussed, there's no connection to Geula, to the Yidden coming out of Mitzrayim. It's discussed elsewhere, not in Parsha Va'era, in the story of Mitzrayim, and therefore he's trying to say that that's what connects Heseba specifically to the Dalit cases. Vav Amna Makati Eina Inimavur Kol Sarkai. But the matter is not completely explained yet. Because you have to drink each kais in a particular order and connect to specific mitzvahs that are done during the night, during the Seder. In other words, that between the first and second kais, you have to say the Haggadah in the middle. Between the third and the fourth, you say the Hallel. And between the second and third kais, you have to separate the two kaises by the eating of the matzah and the birchas hamazon. In other words, those are conditional. You have to do the order of the kaises in the order of the seder. In other words, that each kais was associated with a specific mitzvah of the night. The mezeh mashma sheyesh b'mitzvahs dalet kaisis eid inya chutz mezeh shem zeichel gula v'cheiros, which of course mean that in addition to them, to the kaisis commemorating the dalet l'sheinu shel gula, they're also associated with a particular mitzvah on that night. Bal karchach tzarech leimah shekol kais shayach gam l'inyan miyuchad shebishvil etiknu kais protizeh. So there must be some connection between each kais and the particular mitzvah in which it is associated with. In other words, that the dalet kaises are not only there in order to commemorate cheiros, but they're also connected to particular mitzvahs of that night, like halal, kiddush, and so on. And that's the reason that the Alter Rebbe changes the order of the four Lushaynas, the way he orders them, different than the order of the Pasuk. Which is Vaitseisi Vitzalti Vigalti Vilakachti. Ki'im al Piseder Adalit Kaises, because the Alter Rebbe lists the Vaitseisi Vitzalti, the Lushaynas, based on the detailed mitzvah which is connected to that kais in the order in which it is done. And he's going to explain. Because these four lushaynas of geula are also associated with the particular mitzvah which is indicated for each kais. And that's why the Alter Rebbe writes it in the order of the mitzvahs that are done in connection with each of the dalet kaises as follows. Kais rishon omer alav kiddush hayom. What the first kais, of course, we say kiddush on it. Or be kiddush omer zeichel yitzias mitzrayim. In kiddush he says that it's to commemorate yitzias mitzrayim. So that connected vayitzesi. In other words, the word vayitzesi, taking the yidden out of mitzrayim, that's what's mentioned in kiddush. Kais sheni kair olivas haggadah. The second kais we read the haggadah. Va'chidush of a mitzvah siba yitzis mitzrayim shabalil pesach al mitzvah chidush yitzis mitzrayim shabachol yaim. How is the mitzvah of relating yitzis mitzrayim that is done on the night of Pesach? How is it different than the mitzvah of yitzis mitzrayim that we say every day in Kriya Shema? We have to say it twice. So what's different and special about doing it on Pesach? That on the night of Pesach we have to be very detailed. We elaborate on it and we give many details and so on. Shazel keneged v'gaalti shebehemshach shaloi mitayra kosevus goydel anisim v'amoysim ditzis mitzrayim. And that's why v'gaalti is associated with the relating of the Haggadah, because in the pasuk of Vigalti, where the Pasuk of Vigalti is said, the Pasuk goes on to describe many of the miracles that happen. It says there, Vigalti Eschem, Bizrayanatuya, Bishvatim Gedolim, and so on. And so, in other words, it gives you the details of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, not just mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim as you do every day. So therefore, V'ga'alti is where the details are mentioned, and therefore V'ga'alti is associated with the second case. V'chaismin bebracha shagalona v'golos ha'vaseinu baruchat Hashem gol Yisrael. And at the end, of course, of the Haggadah, it concludes with all these words of Ga'alanu and so on. Therefore, Ga'alti seems very related to the second Kais, which is the Haggadah. Kais Shlishim Mevaruch Ala Birchas HaMazen. The third Kais is, of course, is connected to the benching. Shabon Nisker Ha'idoya Al Terascha Shalim Adetanu, in which we thank Hashem for the Torah which He taught us. In the second bracha, and we know that if one does not mention Torah in Birchas HaMazon, you're not Yotze Birchas HaMazon. So therefore, Torah is an essential part of the Birchas HaMazon. The Zeh Keneged V'Lakachti, and that's why V'Lakachti is associated with the third Kais. V'Lakachti Eschem Li La'am V'Yisel Lachem L'Lekim. I took you. In that pasuk it says, Hashem says, I took you to myself as a nation, and I became to you as a lekim de koi al matan teira, which is referring to matan teira, as it says by matan teira, on this day you became a nation to Hashem. So v'lakachti eschem li la'am, that is a reference to matan teira, which is part of benching, which is an essential part of benching, and that's why the third v'lakachti is connected to the third kais. The fourth kais is when you say halal and you say yishtabach, shezeh shayach beikar la'gula asida, which is mostly associated with the geula in the future, shalachem magdim ba'ayim shvei chamoscha lagayim, which is the reason that we first say shvei chamoscha, which is something that relates to the future when Mashiach comes, v'umerubis v'itzalti, and this is indicated by the word v'itzalti. The Veloshin Zu, Lein is Bayra Atzalu B'Protis, because B'Yitzalti Eschem, I will save you, it doesn't say from what, it doesn't give details. Elostam B'Yitzalti Eschem Avaydosam, and I saved you from their slave labor. Kamoy Kein, who ben Gelu Gula Asida. And the same, so it can refer to the Gula Asida as well. Kamoy Shukosu V'Rambam, as the Rambam writes, V'chol Eilu Advarim Lo Yeda Odom Eich Yiyya Atche Yiyu. As the Rambam writes that in regards to the Gula Asida also, we don't know, we only know broad strokes, and we don't know the details of what will happen and how they will happen. Shadvarim stumim hei, because these are things which are concealed. Eitzel HaNeviim, even the Neviim only had sort of general ideas of what it was, and they didn't know the details, and therefore Vitzalti, which is also written in a very vague way, is referring to the Gula Asida, which is a part of Yishtabach and so on. And that's why it relates to the Itzalti, relates to the fourth kais. V'nim t'lefizeh, so it comes out according to this explanation, shegama inyanu shenemru ala kaisis mas'imim l'dalad l'shenu shel geula, that all, that the things which are, that also the details of what are connected to each of the kaisis are also fitting, aligned with the four l'shenu of geula, in the order that the Alter Rebbe writes them, different than the order that they appear in the Chumash, and they're also associated with the Gula V'Cheres. In other words, that the whole Takana, the whole reason why the Chachamim said to do the Dalet Kaisis, both in the general idea that it represents the four, and also Vahim Bepratis, and also in the detailed specific connection between each mitzvah and its kais, Haim Zeichel Gula V'Cheres, they all are Zeichel Gula V'Cheres, and that's why the Alter Rebbe writes it in the order of the mitzvahs which are associated with each kais. Habir Shalachelukim Ba'aseda Ba'adalu L'Shemes Bepnimis Einyanim, to explain the difference of the order of the Dalal L'Shoinus, how they, if they appear this way or that way, the way the Pasuk says it, the way the Alter Rebbe writes it, in B'Pnim Yisyonim, according to the Chassidus. Mevor B'Lukot HaTorah, it's explained in L'Kot HaTorah, Yesh Dalal Madregas B'Tshuva, that there are four different levels in tshuva. Vehemeru mozis b'kosav, and they can be seen from the pasuk sur meira va'asei toiv bakesh sholem v'ratfeyu, which he explains. Sur meira means shele yifkin ba'avoinus. Sur meira means turn away from evil. Shele yifkin ba'avoinus gashmiim, that a person should not actually do sins, commit sins, b'machshava, b'dibur, b'maisa, whether in thought, in speech, or in action. But tzaruch lasas tshuva, and if he did, then he has to do tshuva for those sins that he committed, lischarat ala over, to regret the past, for lakaris retzainim and ara, and then to remove his will, his desire from something which is evil, and turn it away from there. Shla yirtza liparad miyichudi v'achtusi yizbarach, that a person should never want to have any desire to do something which could disconnect them from the oneness of Hashem. Elo shiyagili l'kuz b'pchinis v'maluk l'almin, but rather what his desire should be that Hashem should be revealed on the lower level, which is m'maluk l'almin, with the way that Hashem integrates with the world. Then there is v'aseitayt, which means to do good, v'atshuva al shehu m'mayit b'mitzvah. One has to do tshuva. If one did not do enough, asay toiv. There are a person could refrain from doing averis, and even do the basic mitzvahs. But if he didn't do as much as he could in order to do more mitzvahs, to make every effort and teirin and davening that it should be done in the best way possible, so then one has to do tshuva because they didn't do enough asay toiv. In order to do tshuva in such a way to fulfill that which was missing because he didn't do the mitzvah esa properly, fully, and therefore the godly energy that could have been brought into the world was not. How do you fulfill that? For that you have to do an incredible type of tshuva. L'skasheruli dovig b'shem avaya, to connect yourself and attach yourself to the Shem Avaya, who's seviv kolalmin. The Shem Avaya is a higher level, which is seviv kolalmin b'chinas makif, and that's a higher level tshuva in order to be able to make up something that was missing. Me'uvah shelo yochol liskein. If one doesn't do a mitzvah, how do you fulfill that? If you make a mistake, you can patch it up. If you don't do a mitzvah, you're missing the air which could have been created. How do you do tshuva for that? For that, you have to reach up higher to save of kolam. Now, these two levels, they are both considered tshuva tata, the lower level tshuva. Bakesh sholem, what is bakesh sholem? Hu bechinis tshuva ilah. That is already going to a higher level of tshuva. Shehu al yedei ha-teira. That is tshuva that comes through teira. Shemesim Shalom Pamalu Shalmailu Pamalu Shalmata. Torah has the effect that it can bring together the upper realms and the lower realms. The Darchei Darchinayim V'Chol Nesivasei Shalom. All the ways of Torah are pleasantness, and all the paths are peace. Shaydeze Magia LaAtzma Seidon Shav Shalmailu Maseivu Kolam Mekmalu Kolamin. That is a Torah is able to bring together Seivu Kolamin and Mekmalu Kolamin. That means he makes peace between the lower levels. Pamalu Shalmata, which is Mamalu Kolalmin, Pamalu Shalmai, which is Seiviv Kolalmin. How is one able to bring together the upper and the lower? That's only if you reach into a higher level that is higher than both of them. That is reaching to Atzmus through Torah. V'yesh bazeh, beiz b'chinis, and there are two levels in this too. Keneged Nigla de Torah, Pnimis HaTorah. There is how this is accomplished through Nigla de Torah, and there is how it's accomplished through Pnimis, through Chassidus. That the Dalit Kaisis are also correspond to these four levels of tshuva. Ulafiza, according to this, are Dalit Haloshenis Hem Keneged Dalit Bechinas Elu. So the Dalit Haloshenis are these four levels, which are Vaitseisi Eschem Etachas Sivus Mitzrayim. The word Havaytzesi is connected to the Pasuk, it comes from the Pasuk, and I will take you out of the work of Mitzrayim, which means Hayetziyim Mitumis Mitzrayim, the escape from the impurity of Mitzrayim, which is of course Sur Meira. V'Yitzalti, is connected. Meloshin Tzeil, Hitzalti means I will provide shade, protection. Shuvachin is Makiv. Makiv is the union of Tzeil, Oira Sevav Kalalmin, the thing that surrounds, and so on. Shanim Shchaydeya Mitzvahs Kanal, which is brought through mitzvahs. Shayid Alzeh Nemar, Ubatzel Yodai Kisi Sicha. In regards to the mitzvahs, it says, in the shadow of my hand, I have covered you, I have protected you. So therefore, Vitzalti, which is from Tzeil, is the union of Sevav Kalalmin, which is associated with mitzvahs. So that's the second level of tshuva. Asei Toi. Then there's Vigalti, who can get a Torah that relates to the Torah. As our sages tell us, that there is no truly free person, only the person that studies Torah. So in other words, that Geula is associated with Torah. Uvaprati is more specifically connected Nigla the Torah. This relates to Nigla the Torah, as the simple meaning. When you learn Torah, you become a free person. Then is Vilakachti Eschem Li La'am. The fourth level is, I will take you on to me as my nation. Hainu am hayichud amiti ba'irin sab baruch hu. The true oneness, the true connection, and between the Yidden and the Eibishter, v'inyan apnimis ha-teira, and that is brought out through pnimis ha-teira. Why is Li? What is it? Why is that the ultimate connection with Hashem? The kol makim shenemar Li, because wherever it says Li, ein ezoz. That is, Li expresses a relationship which is never changed, which never changes. Not Le'olam Hazeh, not Le'olam Haba, in the future, and so on, as is brought in the Medrash. Behind the Shazel, Bechinus Shalomaila, Mishalkas, Vishinuim. In other words, that Li expresses a connection which is beyond any kind of division and so on, and changes. The Zuat Pnimis HaTorah, and that is actually describes Pnimis HaTorah, the less taman like kusha, that in Pnimis HaTorah there is no questions, v'lo machlokes, there are no disputes, because it's perfect unity with Hashem, and therefore expressed in the way Pnimis HaTorah has learned, that there never is a question, there's never a machlokes, and so on. So in other words, that v'lokachti is the highest level of tshuva associated with Pnimis HaTorah, from the two types of Torah tshuva. The liyay shehem dalet bechinis b'tshuva, and since the dalet cases are associated with four levels of tshuva, shayfin avidasu milmata lamayla, which tshuva of course works its way from the lowest level and works its way up to higher levels. V'chein gam dalet aloshenis and misedus shul milmata lamayla. Therefore, the four expressions are also written by tseisi, v'itzalti, v'gaalti, v'lakachti. Working your way up from the lowest tshuva to the highest tshuva. Omnam sidran, that's how it's in the pasuk. Omnam sidran shaladala bechinas ba'avayda anal tolibach shiv is the limit of asiya. But the correct order, the order in which you would list them, would be dependent on which is more important to you or to the situation: learning Torah or kiyum mitzvahs. If the situation considers learning to be more important than Maisa, so therefore V'ga'alti V'lakachti would be the last two, the highest, in the order that they go, because V'ga'alti is relating to Nigla the Torah, and V'lakachti is relating to Chassidus. But if you were to go with the approach that Maisa of mitzvahs is even higher than learning, then the Vitzalti, which is associated with Tzeil, the mitzvahs, Kiyum HaMitzvahs Esa, then it would be the highest, and therefore it would be the last. Lias L'mayla Mekulun, that would be the highest of all, even higher than the learning. And that explains why the order in the Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe, v'shinuyah, ma'aseidah, she'en ksuvim b'Torah, and why it's different than the way it's written in the Torah. B'Torah shebiksav, in the Torah shebiksav, v'shteirah shebal peh, b'makim she'en echelik ma'halacha shebal, and as well as, this would also be true for Torah shebal peh, at least not in the chelik of halacha of Torah shebal peh. Bo, b'chinez v'ga'alti v'lakachti, shu'in in a Torah kanal, there, V'ga'alti v'lokachti, which are associated with Torah, as we explained before. Ba'achreina, they come the last because they're the highest level. Ki mitzada Torah atzma murgeshes and mudgeshes ma'alos ha'Torah. Because when looking from within Torah, the Torah is the highest thing, and therefore the two levels which represent the tshuva through Torah would be the last, the highest. Ulam b'shulchan aruch admor azakim, but we're talking about the Alter Rebbe b'shulchan aruch. Shashayach v'chelek ha'alocha v'apsak din v'amaisa shebetayra, which is related to halacha, which means the final rulings, the maisa, how you actually do the mitzvahs. Harei hachroi isha maisa v'ikir. In shulchan aruch, maisa would be the primary, the highest thing possible. Yisrenu Mailus HaMaisa, over there you see and you feel the importance of Maisa and how it's greater than Limut. Then V'lachem Bo Ba'achreina V'itzalti Shuinu HaMaisa, and therefore the Alter Rebbe puts V'itzalti, which represents the mitzvah Maisius, he puts it at the very end, which is the highest level that you can reach. Ches V'oidish L'var B'zeh B'ifan Achar. It can be explained a little differently as well. Isa b'priyetz chayim, it's written in priyetz chayim, shadalad ha-kaisis heim kineged dalad arba bonim, that the four kaisis also represent, they correspond to the four bonim, the four sons of the Seder. Sh'ayif and sidurim hu, what is the order that the sons appear in the Seder? Chacham rasha tam v'shein edeir lishol. U'b'seder ha-eilamas, in the order of Olamis, each son represents an Olam. What would that be? Atsilus, which is the Chacham. Asiya, which is the lowest world, represents the Rasha. Briya v'yitzira is the Tam and the Shein and the Elishul. Valder Azez, Seder HaDalat Kaisis. The same is true also for the order of the Dalat Kaisis. Kais Aleph, Shal Kiddush. The first one is the Kiddush, Neged Atsilus, that represents Atsilus. In the beginning of the Agada, the first thing we say pretty much on the beginning of the Agada is that at first our forefathers were idol worshippers. In other words, similar to the Rasha, similar to the idea of Asiyah. And that's why the second kais represents the Rasha, which, because that's what's said in the Haggadah, part of the Haggadah. Kais Gimel bebirchas hamazon bebriya, and kais Dalet biyitzira, which is Hallel biyitzira. What he explains is, of course, the first and the second, why the second one is associated with the Rasha. Al pizan imtza da seder shel adalut ha'sheinu shel geula. So it comes out that the order of the four Tushen Shugulu Vitzesi Vitzalti Vigalti Vilakhti Kvise Keshem Kesedra Kaisis, which is the order of the Kaisis, Uatsilus Asiya Briya Yitzira, is in the order of Atsilus, Asiya as it is with the Rasha and with the mitzvahs that you're doing, and Briya Yitzira. Because Vitzalti, which is the second lashon that is associated with the Haggadah, the kais which is associated with the Haggadah, which is associated with the Rasha because of the Eidei Adazar, and therefore with the world of Asiyah. Now, what is the reason, Taka, that the Rasha is out of order, since Asiyah should be the last? Why did we put the Rasha next to the Chacham? That even though it would seem that it's not according to the levels which they represent, that the Rasha should have been placed at the end. The reason that we put him next to the Chacham, because we want the Rasha to be close to the Chacham, because it's Dafka the Chacham that is able to have his influence on the Rasha and to bring him back. It's the same is true in the Olamis, and that why was Atzilus put next to Asiya, since the Priyas Chaim is explaining how the Kaisis are associated with the Olamis, and the Tzalti and the Rasha are placed next to which represent Asiya, are placed next to Atzilus. Why? Lefisha Asiya Tzricha Eir Gadol, because Asiya needs a greater influence of Eir, which only Atzilus can provide. L'chein himshech lo imamayla min Atzilus, and that's why the Rasha, the Asiya, what represents Asiya, is placed right next to the Chacham, Atzilus. L'chein b'seder ha'agada, and therefore, in the Haggadah Shein Yonavi, Gadat Levincha, where the purpose is that you have to relate to your son. In other words, Lifla Kola Dalad Bonim, you have to have your influence on every one of the four sons. Gamala Ben Rasha, and you also want to be able to influence the Rasha. Tzarech Liyas HaSeder, Chacham Rasha Tamashen Yedir Lishal. That's why the order is in this order, that the Chacham is next to the Rasha. Ukeneg the Meseder HaKaisis, and therefore, corresponding to that order, the order of the Kaisers Vaitsesi Vitzalti, that Vaitsesi which represents the Chacham, the Itzalti which represents the Haggadah which is associated with the Rasha, are next to each other. And only then Vogalti Vilakachti. Omnam B'Shulchan Aruch Admor HaZaken, but in the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch, Meina Isam Lufim HaLosam Al Pi Shulchan Aruch, he lists them according to their true status. And what their true status is, based on their behavior, which is what Shulchan Aruch is about. And therefore, in that order, the proper order is Chacham, Tam, Sheni, Deilishlun, and Rasha at the end. And how is that expressed in the order of the Lashonis? Vitzalti, which represents Vitzalti, which, although in the order of the Torah is second, but since it represents the Rasha and represents the mitzvah of the Haggadah, the kais which is associated with the mitzvah of the Haggadah is listed at the end. Ksiv kimeitzeis chaberes mitzrayim aren and aflois. The pasuk says, like the days of when you went out of Mitzrayim, I will show you wonders in the future, referring to the time of Mashiach. Vayidei avedaseinu v'gadata levincha. So through our avoda in relating to our sons, b'chalad alibana, with every one of the four sons, sheyiyu kulam b'chinas banam atam l'Hashem l'keichen, that they should all turn into sons of Hashem. Niske l'chalad dalad l'shoynes shel geula, we will be zeichet to all four expressions of geula, b'geula amitzes, b'goldesenu amitzes v'ashlemi b'karamamish, and the true redemption which will be b'karamamish through Mashiach.